Hi, Henry. How are you?
Okay.
I called. I worked out that situation on the plane.
Oh, marvelous.
Rose, well, she'll. I told her to call them and have her invite Mrs. Longworth.
That would be nice.
And the way you can handle Stewart is simply say that the president is inviting Mrs. Longworth to go, and that he would like him to go too. I don't want him to feel that he's at all restricted because of going as a guest, but just say that, let him think he's going as a member of the press, and I'll just have him sit with her. See what I mean?
Good. Excellent.
And then say that we're arranging that he go down on the same plane, you know, as
one of the
pool, but we've all worked it out. And we'll leave sometime Tuesday. We'll Tuesday around noon, perhaps, something like that.
Right.
But we'll let them know the time at a later time.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Fine.
Well, that's
fine.
Very tender.
No, it's a good thing to do. We're delighted to have them. Delighted to have them.
I had a lunch with the Breen, and
good.
I gave him orally some of the points you made this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was extremely pleased, and I think they are really still fully aboard. He said what they are told by the North Vietnamese. They're also very appreciative that we haven't brought any, that we haven't made any drastic moves on Egypt.
Yeah. Oh, hell, of course not.
And, of course, he says they figure that one reason he said they pulled out so fast is because they think the Egyptian military will get so fed up by their inability to maintain the equipment that they may move on Sadat. It's a pretty cynical comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. But I think on that one, of course, that really you ought to work it out so we can do something on that pipeline thing or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how intricate it is, but I want us to have.
Flanagan is opposed to it on commercial grounds, but.
Well, I know, but he doesn't understand this thing.
Exactly.
We're doing this for political reasons.
Exactly.
We're not. Pete doesn't understand. We don't do any of these things for commercial reasons. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But Peterson is obviously on the seas of the play very well and is handling it extremely well, and we just got to have Flanagan around, but. It's good that Flanagan knows you're going, and he's been told now that.
And it was good that he heard it from you.
Yeah, and that he's not to say a damn word, and so forth and so on. So
absolutely.
And if Pete's all right, if you just say, now look, the stakes are too high to fool around on this thing. Because we do, as a matter of fact, we got to put something on the plate for them. We really have to.
Absolutely.
And that we will do.
Exactly.
One other point briefly. John Ehrlichman had lunch with Howard Smith.
Yes.
And were you there? You weren't there.
No, I wasn't there.
He made this point. He said Howard Smith raised a point. He was trying to think of what they could be up to. He said something that I think has to fit into your thinking with regard to your trip to Paris. He said, looking at this Ramsey Clark over there, what his concern is that Ramsey wouldn't be over there just looking at dikes, and that he might come back with some screwball offer that from the North Vietnamese that, well, they'll release half our prisoners if we'll stop the bombing and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I told her, I said that you and I have talked this whole thing over and that we didn't think it's going to happen.
And if they'll accept it.
Well, I wonder about it. That's my point. I told him, I said exactly the same thing. That Parsi said, well, suppose they offer to release all of our prisoners if we stop the bombing and withdraw. I said, well, we might accept that. You know what I mean? Who knows? I said, I don't think they can, because they aren't going to be able to handle two. But I don't think that
they're not going to offer that, Mr. President. But at any rate, we've offered something very close to that.
Have we?
And they've turned it down. And if they do something like this, we will just scream that they are interfering in the American election, that they're offering to one party what they've refused to the other.
True.
But they won't do
except that we just have to sort of figure that. You remember? I guess what Smith was playing back to, harking back to, was McGovern's foray into Paris, and also where he came back and said, "Well, I have a commitment that we'll."
Yeah, but that turned out to be wrong.
It did turn out to be wrong. I know, and I think there's a hell of a lot less reason for them to do it now than there was then. In my view, for them to make that kind of an offer, because they have the damned election hanging over them, and what might happen in that election, and they didn't have that then. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That was an earlier point. point, it would be much more in their interest to get us the hell out of there. I mean, you come down to...
I don't think getting us out there is now their major objective.
Well, I suppose the bombing...
Their major objective is to get us to overthrow Tube.
I know. That's right, and that's why I don't think...
They are not at all sure they can do it themselves.
Yeah. That would seem to be certainly the major thrust of everything you've talked... Everything that was in that memorandum.
Exactly.
And if that's the case, then a military offer of this sort is not likely to be it. They might come back and say, well, they've offered to return prisoners if we overthrow Tube. Well, then we can scream about that, too. We can say, well, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But I would, you don't think they would try to use him as a conduit?
No.
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
Because the sort of proposal that you're talking about, they know with slight modifications they can get from us. Because that is, in effect, a military solution. A solution
Correct.
Of the military problem. Now, if they've made any point to me, it's that they don't want to settle military problems. They want to settle the political problem.
That's right.
Therefore, it doesn't make any sense to offer to the candidate of a party that, after all, is 21 points behind in the public opinion poll.
Yeah.
The thing on the basis of which, if they offered it to us, we would almost certainly settle. And that is the hard way of doing it. What they might do is to surface their proposal that they made to me and make that public.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did, that would give us a hell of a problem.
Yeah. It would. Yeah, except we say, we're negotiating it, but...
That's right.
Yeah, but...
But, you see, they are doctrinaires. If they were smart, they would have accepted our proposal of May 31st last year.
That's right.
Because we would have been out of there, and they would have had a good shot at taking over.
A year ago, right?
A year ago, May 31st, 71.
Yeah.
But they are very doctrinaire. I think it's more likely that they'll string us along in these negotiations through September and then give us a blow in October.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is indeed possible.
Yep. Yeah.
But now that they'll make an offer to McGovern that we could accept and that they make it to McGovern rather than to us.
Now, with regard to the present military situation, too, it would appear that, and we don't know how long it's going to last, but they may be husbanding their resources for the October blow. We've been, I don't know, they certainly are waiting on their Huey attack, aren't they?
Well, maybe they're waiting, but also maybe they have lost so many people that they could never get it going, Mr. President.
Could be. That's my feeling.
For example, we had a prisoner from the 304th Division the other day. Who said that in his battalion they started out with 550 men in May. They had gotten 250 replacements and they were down to 180 people in the middle of July. In other words, they had lost 600 people.
Why?
Out of 800. He said in one B-52 attack they lost 110 men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that is true, Mr. President, then they may not have the capacity to do it. They may have all sorts of plans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They undoubtedly would like to do it in October.
Yeah.
And maybe they can do one tremendous battle.
That's right. Well, but if they do, they're get a tremendous clobbering, too.
Exactly.
As we're compared to that. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's all out. Thank you.
Right.